time now to talk about dating, and I'm joined on the line by Fergal Harrington from Intro Matchmaking. Good afternoon, Fergal.
Hello there, how are you?
I'm good. Is it raining in Dublin?
No, actually, I was listening to you there, and no, not a bit. It's lovely.
Yeah, well, it's been a pretty rotten day here in the kingdom, but hopefully it'll clear up. Fergal, we've often spoken before on the programme about how people can be very fussy about who they date in terms of, I won't date redheads, or I only like tall men, or whatever. But parking that aside, what we thought we might talk about today is how people go for specific personality types. I mean, we've all heard of the woman who has gone out with a series of heavy drinkers one after the other, or the man who constantly goes for women who are total drama queens. And how to break that cycle. Is that something you come across quite a lot?
It is, and some people love drama, and they'll say they hate it. They'll say, God, I can't stand that kind of personality where they just, everything is a big ordeal, and it's just, I want a nice, relaxed, easygoing person, but they continue to be attracted to the drama because they love talking about it. It's like people who, you know, hate their job, but they do nothing about trying to change it. They hate change, and it's what they're used to, so they continue on and on and on, and then it's kind of like this self-sabotage almost, and they're almost their own worst enemy because they keep on doing what they know is bad for them, but they find it impossible to actually take stock, sit back, look at what I'm actually doing, diagnose what I'm actually doing and why I'm doing it. That's the problem. I think it's when people don't look at what they're doing and what and how it's affecting them, and then they just continue to have the same thing, and everyone else getting sick of them saying, well, this happened before, what are you doing? Of course this is going to happen. And they kind of don't learn until it's too late, and then they wake up and think, God, I'm actually at an age now where I've missed out on the kid thing. I've missed out on, you know, and I wanted kids all my life, but now I've actually missed out on that because I used to keep on going for people who are X, Y, or Z. And yeah, it happens all the time. I mean, yeah, and you're right. It's not just down to types in terms of looks. Now, that is, as we know, a huge thing. I only like blondes, or I only like 6'4" people, or whatever. An awful lot of people do that. But I mean, I had a woman there say, I love the outdoors, and that's basically who I am as a person. I'm an outdoorsy person. So if I don't meet an outdoorsy person, it's never going to work. And I said, well, my God, that's ridiculous, because people, who's going to say they don't like being outside? But it's all subjective. You might go out walking every weekend up some mountain around wherever, and you might be like seriously obsessed with walking and hill walking, but they might think, I'll go for a nice leisurely stroll. You both like outside, you both like the outdoors, but you like it more, you like it in a different kind of way. So that's deadly, that's lethal, and people often do stuff like that. They say things like, well, I couldn't possibly date anyone. Like, widows and widowers will always say, I only want a single person or a widowed person. I couldn't possibly, God forgive me, I couldn't possibly go out with anyone who's separated or divorced, because if they didn't make the marriage last, I couldn't deal with them. And we're thinking, hang on, how about people wanted to be in, you know, a happy lifestyle and have a happy relationship? But they see it as that personality trait and that personality type of someone who gave up. Mm. I'm thinking, oh God. And that's more common than you'd think, unfortunately, even in 2022.
Let's say people come to you and they have a definite type and their past relationships have all gone wrong because they've gone for that type. And we'll say the guy who always goes for women who are complete drama queens, or the girl who always goes for men who are heavy drinkers or alcoholics or whatever. How can you steer them towards breaking the cycle? I mean, can they break the cycle and be ultimately happy with a totally different type?
Well, what I say, and they often say, well, this is my type and that's what I want and I'm paying you to get me my type. And I say, well, with respect, your type hasn't worked so far. So unless you're willing to actually heed the advice that the biggest matchmaking agency in the country gives, not in an arrogant way, but we're doing it 11 and a half years, we can see things that people themselves won't see because they're so close to it. Their vision is almost clouded and it's very hazy, and they're just completely self-sabotaging their own entire, you know, future success. So we will say, look, please, there's 10 people in here making the decision on your behalf. You need to allow us, because if you continue doing the same thing over and over again expecting a different result, I mean, it's the definition of insanity, isn't it? So that's, yes, to answer you in a roundabout way, it is possible for people who are able to let go of the reins, but there's an awful lot of people out there who they go for the same type over and over again and they find it impossible to let go of the control. Yeah. They micromanage every single aspect of their lives, and they think, well, no, I know best because it's my life, and I've had a bad experience in the past, and therefore I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that instead. But they if they don't listen, then that's an issue.
And you hear of people like, and they finish one relationship and the family are delighted because that person they were going out with wasn't making them happy, and then they go for exactly that same type again. I mean, you hear of men who go for girls that need to be rescued, you know, who are sort of constant lifelong victims, and then you hear of women who go for guys that they want to change them and put them on the right path. And is it yourself you should be changing, or what is going on, I wonder? Is there a deep-rooted psychological reason why people go for those types?
Well, a lot of people like being the hero. A lot of people, they like to avoid looking at themselves, and they think it's easier to actually, it's more congratulatory if they can actually say, well, look at him now. I've made him now change his tune. He was a real Peter Pan before. He was playing the field, and he was out with this one and then that one, and now I've settled him down, and I've done this, and that was me now. That was all my doing. And so they love being able to say that, to congratulate themselves. Whereas you're thinking, well, how about looking at yourself there for a minute and solving that other issue as to the reason why you feel the need to do that. So it's a lot easier to look outward as opposed to inward, and I think that's what the psychological basis behind it would be. No one wants to admit that they're wrong. That's why when everyone comes in and they say stuff like, oh sure, that relationship ended because did you do nothing wrong?
Yeah, this is it. Yeah. Should we get away from the whole idea of having a type, be it a personality type or a looks type? I mean, I notice now on Love Island, because I've come out of the closet about watching Love Island, Fergal, and but they constantly have the same conversation, all the islanders, with each other. They ask each other, well, do you have a type, or what's your type? Should we get away from that and just have a more open mind, you think?
100%. And what I say to people, and the people who tend to get success through intro very clearly, are people who ring up and they say, hey, how are you? I'm looking to meet a life partner, a companion, I want to get married, or I don't want to get married, but I want to meet someone who's going to be my soulmate. I'm looking for someone who's kind and caring, who is, I suppose, a people person, someone who's a good communicator, someone who is involved with their family, someone who wants a 50-50 partnership. When people come in and say logical, rational things like that, they tend to always get success. Whereas when someone comes in and says, well, I like blonde hair, we spoke about it before, I mean, the woman who said no to the amazing guy because his hair wasn't blonde and she wanted a blonde baby. You know, that kind of stuff. The danger of having these things in your head that you get fixated on ruins so many people's chances. And they literally latch onto it and they won't let go. And we're thinking, please let go of the reins. Allow us to advise you. Allow us to, you know, impress you and to actually surprise you. So often the open-minded ones come in and the exact opposite of what they said they wanted and they thought they wanted was what ended up working out. And, you know, in the past, I'll never forget the woman who she went out on a few dates, and then I won't say what she was, but she spoke 7 languages. A very well-to-do woman, a very wealthy woman, and she was very impressive. And so she came in saying, oh, I want this. I like a guy who'll be multilingual like me. I want a guy who's very well-traveled, who likes fine wines, who likes, there's not as many men like that as there are women in Ireland, as we know. But she went on a few dates, and then she said, I need to cop myself on, don't I? She said, I came in looking for a very specific, let's say, a red bike. And then my friends told me to cop on and stop it and get out of my own way. And I realized I only needed a bike.
Yeah.
So she ended up going out, and she was a vegetarian. She ended up marrying a guy who owned an abattoir, who had never left the country, who was definitely not third level educated, but was an amazing guy, a great guy, but was literally the polar opposite of what she had come in specifying. But she's the lucky one because she got out of her own way and got out of her own head and said, let's cop myself on here. And we would often say to people in a nice way, please cop on, please listen. And the ones who listen, they're the ones who run off and they get success. The ones who fight you all the time on it and they just love an argument and they love to sort of disagree, they're the ones that maybe need to look within.
Yeah, exactly. Well, look, Fergal, we're going to take a break. We've actually got quite a few questions for you. A few that were left over from last month, and one or two that have come in the meantime. While we take that break, just to remind our listeners, if you're single and you're thinking of joining Intro, or you're wondering where your relationships are going wrong or whatever, particularly if you've any comments or thoughts on this whole idea of people having a type, and I mean specifically today personality type rather than looks type, let us know what your queries are or what your success rate or otherwise has been when you've narrowed yourself down to a particular type. Phone Padraig 066 712 3666. You can also, of course, email talkabout@radiokerry.ie. More matchmaking from Fergal after these. We're talking dating with Fergal Harrington from Intro Matchmaking. Fergal, you're going to have to turn into a bit of an agony uncle here now for this next one. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready.
This lady says, I've been seeing a man for 2 or 3 dates. I thought it was going well, but he's just told me that he's been on 1 or 2 dates with another girl too. He says he didn't think we were exclusive, but it was a shock to me. I assumed we were. Should I finish this?
Well, no. I mean, if you weren't, if the discussion wasn't had, people should realise that they can't assume these things. I mean, it all depends on how much she actually likes the guy. But women always say this to me. I was in a relationship and he never said he didn't want kids, and then it turned out that he didn't 5 years down the line. I was like, well, why didn't you have the discussion before that? So she has to have the discussion with him outwardly and just frank, and just say, here, I like where this is going. I think I'd like to make a go of this. What do you think? Where do you stand on this? And if he's still hemming and hawing, well, then you know to move on. But if he says, okay, fine, great, we're exclusive, don't hold it against him if you didn't have the discussion in advance.
So you think after maybe the second date or the third date, you should have that conversation? Are we only seeing each other, or are we seeing other people?
Oh, 100%. And that's what we advise all the time. If Mary and Johnny go out for their date, if they want to see each other again, they'll exchange numbers, or we'll exchange numbers for them. And in here, they will say, look, I like you, you like me. Are you happy with this? Or do you want to forfeit your remaining dates, or what do you want to do? You have the discussion. You don't string people along in this day and age, because people are so sick of other people hemming and hawing and not knowing where they want to be or what they want. Or, I'm half, are you happy? If the question has to be asked, are you sure you're happy? You're probably not. And you probably should move on. But if she's annoyed by the fact that your man has moved on and went on a couple of other dates with some other woman, that means she obviously liked him. So she wouldn't get upset about it if she didn't like him. So she should definitely have the discussion, give him a second chance. And if he's still dithering and he's still hemming and hawing about, oh, sure, I don't know, maybe the grass is greener, then definitely move on. But have the discussion.
Have the discussion before she dismisses him. Texter says, my brother-in-law goes for women who are clingy and possessive. Real jealous types who check up on him and want to know where he is 24/7. How do we make him realise that this isn't normal?
Yeah, I mean, he probably likes being minded. Well, that's maybe a bit contro, but an awful lot of guys will go out with women who will replace mammy, and they like that sort of feeling of being wanted. And even if it's clingy to the outsiders, he feels, I'm needed and I'm wanted and I'm a part of something. And yeah, he likes being looked after, so she probably gets stuff done. The clingy, needy person will probably still organise his life, do everything for him, and, you know, act as his second mammy. I hate to say it, but a lot of guys who have maybe left a little bit late to start dating are often looking for a replacement mammy. And anyway, when men call their mothers mammy in the first place, that's usually a huge turn off, but that's another story.
Oh, Freud would have a ball with that now. A North Kerry girl says, I always go for shy men. I'm very outgoing and confident myself. Lately I've met a guy through work who's also outgoing and confident. I wonder, are we too alike for it to work?
No, I mean, it didn't work out with the shy guys, so clearly. So, I mean, why not give this a chance? I mean, myself and, well, Rena wouldn't be a shrinking violet. Yeah, so we'd both be kind of probably outgoing personalities, and yeah, you can clash a lot of the time, but it's also good to have a bit of an outgoing conversation and just to have an actual proper debate about certain things. I mean, if someone is too shy, you know, he might not be able for her, because a lot of women do say to me, the guys aren't able for me because I'm too intimidating, because I'm outgoing and I'm really successful, I'm this, that, and the other. So it's no harm sometimes for women to meet their match, and to, in terms of personality, and go for that. I mean, guys, this is funny, guys often go for the type. Speaking of types, they say, have you any foreign women on the books? And anytime any man asks me that, 9 times out of 10, it's because he feels women are too outgoing and, as they'll say, brash and loud. They'll feel Irish women are that. And I'm like, gee, that's a sweeping generalization there, Johnny. What you're saying is you want a foreign girl because you feel that a person from a different country is going to be more easygoing and down to earth. I was like, how about flipping that around and just saying, it's not that I want a foreign girl, it's that I want someone who's down to earth and easygoing. And would you believe some of those exist in Ireland as well? So that's where, you know, having the types can really ruin people's chances. Like, literally, they'll ring me every day. I'll get calls from a certain amount of guys, maybe 4 or 5 guys every day, who will say that, have you any foreign women? And it's never that I'm attracted to foreign women in terms of looks. It's always down to personality.
So they think the Irish girls are too mouthy and loud and
yes.
whatever. And
yes.
do they think that the foreign girls would be more timid and more likely to let them walk all over them or what?
Yes, exactly. 100%.
And do they specify 100%. A nationality?
Yeah, at times they'll say, yeah, most requested would be Brazilian.
Yeah, because they're beautiful. Brazilian women are gorgeous.
Yeah, but also would chew them up and spit them out a lot of the time, because they're very confident from what I know.
You know. Yeah.
They're very outgoing and outspoken and confident, and you know, they need to realize that it's nothing to do with the culture or that. It's down to the actual individual who may be, you know, brash or loud or maybe timid and shy. I mean, talk about it, like, not wanting to meet anyone who's basically Irish in Ireland, and no one who has an opinion.
And do you have a lot of people on your books, Fergal, who are not Irish? I mean, you must have, given that Dublin in particular
is
so multicultural.
Oh, God, yeah. About 15% will be, non-Irish, from literally everywhere, all over. But then, you know, people will say, I don't want to meet him. She might hear, like, a woman heard this guy's name the other day, and straight away she said, no, I couldn't possibly. I don't think our looks-wise will be a match. I was like, looks-wise? First of all, you haven't seen a picture, and second of all, it's not about the looks, it's about culture. So there's an awful lot of racism in the country still. It's very, very, very much prevalent. So it's down to culture, down to colour, down to everything. People will just say, no, it's about this. And well, it's not really. It's literally about the fact that you feel that you only want a Caucasian. As she said, I only want Caucasian and he must be Catholic. Okay.
Caucasian and Catholic.
Yeah, yeah,
isn't that extraordinary? So on the one hand, you have people who specifically want non-Irish, and then you have people who are kind of casually racist and say, I won't go out with anyone who isn't Irish.
Very much so, and they'll camouflage it and try and justify it in their own head by saying, well, now, Fergal, I'm just being, I don't feel it'll be fair on them to actually meet them. I'm like, okay, whatever helps you sleep at night, Mary. But it's really down to the fact that it's racist, just plain and simple.
Yeah, good old-fashioned racism. Mike was in touch and says, is it normal for a girlfriend to want to constantly check your texts? I said no, that my phone was private, and she accused me of hiding something.
Oh no! Now this is where you know, therapy is needed as opposed to relationships. No offense, not being bad to that woman, but God knows she may have had a bad experience in the past where the guy cheated on her, and she's uber paranoid about this happening again and again. And like, guys would send stuff to the guys on WhatsApp groups that no one should look at, and so he's probably just, you know, thinking, well, if you don't trust me, what's going on? I mean, like, I'm clearly with you. We're together. You need to... I don't see that lasting, to be honest with you, if that can't be sorted out, if she doesn't deal with what she needs to deal with. That it's not normal. It's not okay for her to want to do that.
And it goes back to what we were discussing at the very beginning, doesn't it? That some men seem to go for the jealous type and the possessive type, and they make the same mistake over and over again.
Yeah, but it becomes very old very quickly, and they realise when sometimes it's actually too late, and then they realise, oh, I'm after waiting out till I'm 45. Now, sure, I'll ring up intro and I'll say, oh, I went with loads of women and they were wrong for me. Now, have you got any nice women who are looking for kids? I like maybe 27, 28-year-olds. So he spends his 30s, in the prime of his life, just, you know, doing the same thing, making the same mistake over and over again, and yet still calls us when he's 45 or 48 or whatever, and he still thinks, but sure, I'm a guy, I'll be able to get whatever I want when I want it. They think that time, you know, stands still for them. That's the men's main issue, is they think that it'll be grand whenever. But they fail to understand that the women don't want that when they're that age.
And just one final question, Fergal, loads of questions this week. On the subject of types, this lady who asked me not to give her name said, my ex-boyfriends in the past have always been the jack-the-lad types. The guy I'm seeing now is a bit of a player. Does Fergal think that these type of guys eventually settle down, or can men like that ever change?
I mean, a lot of women will say, I like the guy who's just unassumingly confident. The Jack the Lads and the guys who have to be the life and soul of every party, dancing on the tables, they're usually covering up, you know, inner insecurities and different things like that. There's usually a lot more going on with those guys, and they usually, they if you have a serious conversation with them and say, hey, who you trying to prove, you know, who you're trying to prove yourself to, who you're trying to impress. It's getting a bit old now. I mean, if the guy is 22, you know, whatever, he'll grow out of that. But if the guy is 45 and he's still, you know, behaving like Jack the Lad, that's not great. He needs to act his age and learn, you know, that, okay, I'm at this age now, at this stage in life, and I should be here. Am I there? No, I'm not there yet. So, yeah, it depends on age. I mean, it'd be lovely to know what age that guy was or how long they're actually going out for, but they can change. But, a proper, meaningful discussion has to be had to say, who are you actually trying to impress? Because it's actually getting a bit embarrassing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Fergal, we're going to leave it there. But as always, before we let you go, you might just remind us about how people can contact Intro.
Yes, indeed. They can email us through the website intro.ie, or they contact us on the phone, which is 01677000.
Great stuff. Well, listen, I'm glad to hear it's not raining in Dublin. I hope you have a lovely weekend, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Take care.
That's Fergal Harrington there from Intro Matchmaking, as with some great relationship advice as well. So I wonder, will people out there admit that you have a type? When you look back on your previous relationships, did you go out with a person who, or with people who had very similar personalities looking back on it? Maybe you were attracted to drama queens or heavy drinkers, or what other types are there? The victim types? And how did you finally break the cycle? Maybe you'll share that with us for anybody else out there who is in need of dating advice. 083 300 3300. Now, we'll be talking about yoga when we come back after the break, and how it can be extremely therapeutic for anyone recovering from cancer.